From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top official with the Islamic State has been killed in Syria. The U.S. military says this Islamic State operative and British national, Junaid Hussein, was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria. That's according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says that Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says that Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out so-called lone wolf-style attacks. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday to mark 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school that he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised New Orleans's resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today. We see the spirit of the population that is ticked back up as families settled back down.
Mr. Bush was president in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the Crescent City, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. His administration was roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response to the thousands needing shelter, supplies, and security amid the flooding. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Erica is set to make landfall on the island of Hispaniola with high winds and rain. Late Friday, Erica was southwest of Barahona in the Dominican Republic with sustained winds of 81 kilometers per hour. James Franklin is with the National Hurricane Center.
This could be a very serious problem for Haiti and for the Dominican Republic. It doesn't take a strong storm there to create mudslides and create a large loss of life.
12 people died in Dominica when the storm smashed into that island. Forecasters say that it could hit Florida Sunday and sweep northward. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency. A hurricane has not hit Florida in 10 years. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says he is horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck on a highway in Austria. Many of the victims were Syrians, including children looking to escape war, terrorism, and hopelessness for a better life in Europe. Mr. Ban condemned human traffickers and people smugglers who often abandon migrants at sea, leaving them to drown. He called the Mediterranean a death trap. Meanwhile, at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is urging European nations to make necessary provisions for the migrants.
The EU is focused on saving and protecting lives, ensuring the human rights of all migrants are respected, and promoting orderly and humane migration policies. That's why we're going to urge governments in the region to develop appropriate facilities that allow for proper screening of migrants and the provision of life-sustaining assistance.
At least three people were arrested after the 71 bodies of the victims were discovered on the Austrian highway. Police say they believe most of the victims suffocated. President Barack Obama told American Jewish leaders the P5+1 nuclear agreement with Iran is the best option for preventing Tehran becoming nuclear armed. Speaking in a live webcast Friday, Mr. Obama said nothing in the nuclear agreement prevents the United States from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity or other destabilizing acts in the region.
We are not normalizing relations with Iran here. What we are doing is taking one game-changing problem, them getting a nuclear weapon, and moving that off the board.
The U.S. Congress is set to vote on the agreement next month. The president has promised to veto any legislation that calls for disapproval. And key U.S. stock indexes were little changed at Friday's close following a week of wild price swings on global markets. Major European indices were mixed at the close. Asian markets were mostly higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.